you look at some of these TV shows and, you know, the comedy, the humor that people have in these shows and commercials. You know, sometimes you might look at it and say, oh, that's funny. But then, like, if you think about it, it's like, that's really not. You know, you look at how they cut each other down. I mean, just totally rip on each other. And it's supposed to be funny. And even, like, there's that one commercial, that Pepsi commercial with Drew Brees and I don't know who the other guy is, the pop star guy is. But, you know, so they're arguing about who gets the Pepsi. And, of course, they got the one where Drew Brees ends up singing. Well, if you let me have the Pepsi, I'll let you sing in my band, you know. And so Drew Brees is singing. And there's the other one. I've only seen it once, and they haven't played it again. But where Drew Brees wins, and he says, well, I'll let you play on my team, right? And so it's like this guy is like a real small guy, you know. He's like 2 feet away, and he throws the ball really hard at him. And I'm like, where I was watching it with my dad, and my dad's like, well, that wasn't funny. That was mean. You know, throwing the ball as hard as you can, you know. It's like, that's not nice. And it's probably why it was only aired once that I've seen anyways. But that's the way comedy is. Just rip on each other. And even a lot of relationships are kind of based on that. Oh, we have fun together because we rip on each other. But even then, you know, you look at what psychologists say about it. It's like, that's not good. You know, I'm not a big fan of a lot of psychology, but, you know, they're right on that. You know, you can't just rip on each other and think that's not going to have an effect on us. You know, so it goes against really what this message of the readings, especially the first reading. You know, there's a lot of, you get a sense of your dignity. The dignity that you were made in this first reading. Up, Jerusalem, stand up on the heights, look east and west and see your children. You know, so for God will show the earth your splendor. You will be named by God forever. You know, so we have a certain dignity to us that we always seem to forget. You know, we always have this inferiority complex. I'm the worst person there ever was. Oh, woe is me and all this. Well, no. Okay, we're not perfect. And actually, when we start looking at our creation, it's interesting. Of all intelligent creatures, well, we're the only physical intelligent creatures. So of all the intelligent creatures, we're like on the bottom. We're on the bottom rung compared to the angels, because the angels are way better than us. They're infused with God's knowledge, and we're not. We got to learn. And so we are the lowest of the intelligent creatures, but we are intelligent creatures. We are the highest of the corporal beings, the animals of the animal world and the physical world. But again, tying this into all these commercials that degrade us, how did God create us? He created us to be in the image and likeness of God. Your body is like a living icon of God. And when you look at, you know, maybe with those who have had the birth of your own child, you look at those perfect little fingers and toes and fingernails and toenails when a brand new baby, right? That's an amazing thing. And in that moment, you just start to discover how we are and our dignity in being made in the image and likeness of God. How your body is holy, sacred. It is a holy, sacred temple of God. If that weren't enough, we have the Advent season, knowing that Jesus Christ is coming, that God thought of us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that he so loved the world. We have no idea of what this means, really. But there was one, there is one who does understand what this means in our dignity, Satan. Satan knows what it means in the incarnation. Because in the incarnation, in the one flesh, is the divine and humanity. God offers us the marital banquet. In a certain sense, God is our fiancé. He has offered us a one flesh union for eternity. This was the jealousy of Satan. Satan is incredibly jealous of you of this. Why? Because angels do not have the ability to have the one flesh union because they have no flesh. And so Satan, the highest of all creatures at the time, was jealous of us, and so he fell. Again, we are the lowest of all creatures, of all intelligent creatures, but by the order of grace, we've been raised up above Satan. Lucifer as in luz, in Spanish, light. He was the light bearer. Now he has become the prince of darkness. He was also in Lucifer is to testify to the light, Jesus Christ, the truth. And now he has known to be known as the prince of lies, father of lies. Why? Because he knows our dignity. By being raised up above him, then he and the angels must serve us. Hence we got guardian angels that serve us. Think about the humility of our angels. So he said that he was not going to serve. Non servum, as it says. I will not serve. But rather he works against our dignity. And any chance to demean us, he will do that. We don't have to look very far to see how we are demeaned. Nearly everything in society says that you are nothing, that you must use other people, abuse them, take advantage of them. Whereas the gospel message says you have an inherent dignity, loved by God, precious in his eyes. Sons and daughters of God. In another sense, princes and princesses of God. You have an inherent dignity inherited by the grace of baptism. Through the power of the cross. Yesterday we celebrated the Immaculate Conception, how Mary in the womb of Saint Anne was conceived without original sin. And a wonderful gift. Many people don't see much of a connection. What's the big deal? The way I like to explain it is, if Mary was not preserved or cleansed from original sin, if God could not do that for Mary, then he could not do it for us. And if God would not do it for Mary, we'd have to question, would he do it for us? But thanks be to God, he can, and he does. And so God came down to Mary and received his humanity from Mary. the one who is pure. He loved Mary in that way. And in that, the conception of Jesus happened. The Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary and conceived the Word made flesh. And in the same way, we look at another mother, Mother Church. When we come to Mother Church, and she conceives the Word made flesh on the altar so that we can conceive Him in our hearts, that we may bear fruit to the world. God loved us and gave us our dignity that we can receive Him in the Eucharist, that we can bear Him in our souls, not just Mary, that we can be somebody of great honor and dignity. Mary was crowned Queen of Heaven and Earth. God willing, if we make it to heaven, we are princes and princesses of the Most High God, something the angels cannot do. This is your destiny. This is what God has in plan for you. This is what you are to be. Live that out. Let your honor and dignity shine before your brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ and shine before the world. Do not be afraid of the insults of the people of this world. God will be there. And it is, in fact, in your sacrifice to Jesus Christ, that you earn even more so the dignity. When we look at all those who sacrifice themselves for us, we honor them and we say, wow, there is a certain dignity in that person, a certain character, that they're willing to suffer and forego things that are good to themselves for the good of others. That's our dignity. And that's the dignity that we are to bring about. Why? Because that is the dignity of Jesus Christ. He was crowned with thorns. He suffered for our sake, that we can become His children. Now He's asking us to come, follow Him. Will we follow Him? Will we follow our calling? Will we reach our destiny of dignity?